listening to KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles.
And welcome to KPFK's Arts in Review, celebrating the best in live theater and cabaret in the greater Los Angeles area. This is your host, Julia Martinez, and today I have the pleasure of talking about two world premiere plays happening right here in Central L.A. So please stay tuned to Arts in Review. This is Julia Martinez. As I said, we're going to be talking about two world premiere plays happening in Los Angeles. And the first one is happening at the Los Angeles Theater Center. And I have both the director and the playwright in studio. I'm going to be talking to Rafael Gabriel Rivas Gomez. And I'll also be talking to your director, also named Mr. Gomez. Are you both here?
Yeah, we're here. Thank you for having us.
So, Gabriel, this play that you've written, could you tell me how it came about?
I came about, I think, because I had been reading Ready Player One and really enjoyed the book, but was really interested in kind of a storyline that is almost an aside in the novel, where the best friend in the story presents as a white male in the virtual world, and in the real world you find that the character is actually a black lesbian woman. And I started thinking about this idea of people being able to kind of control their identity and why they might want to control that identity in a virtual world. And then I had the opportunity come up to write a play for commission for the Latino Theater Company and Children's Theater in Children's Theater Company in Minneapolis, and started putting pieces together and came up with this idea of a trans tween who feels like she can only be her authentic self in her virtual world, and we ran from there.
Have you had any workshops of this play before coming to LA?
Yes, we've had multiple workshops. Yes, we've had two workshops in Minneapolis, one workshop at Alliance Theater in Atlanta, and then another workshop here at the Latino Theater Company.
Mr. Fidel Gomez, how did you come into the picture?
I came in the picture because Gabe saw a show of mine that I directed here at the Los Angeles Theater Center called Tacos La Brooklyn. I think this was about 2 or 3 years ago. And the company approached Gabe and asked him if he would like me to, you know, come on board as far as the first workshop in Minneapolis. Thankfully, he didn't hate the play that he saw, so he agreed to bring me on board, and that was my intro into the process. And I've been with the play ever since. So it's been about a 2-year process of me being involved with Gabe and developing this story.
I'm assuming you're not related, both of you.
Not that we know of.
Not related.
That we know of. I don't think so. You never know. You never know down the line, but no, not that we know of.
So, you are performing, you've already opened, right? You opened March 26th, and you're running through May 3rd. Did you have...
That is correct. Tomorrow is our official opening. So March 26th to today were preview performances. So tomorrow we'll have the official opening here at the Los Angeles Theater Center, 514 South Spring Street, if anybody wants to come visit us. We do run until May 3rd, so it's about a 4-week run.
So, when you were able to preview the performance, were you surprised where the laughs were and weren't?
Every audience is unique, you know, and that's the beauty of theater. I mean, obviously there's some things that are consistent, but you definitely learn a lot through the preview performances as far as rhythm, timing. It's great for the actors, for the cast to get feedback from the audience. There were definitely some tears shed as well, you know, that we noticed. So we do feel that the piece is having an emotional impact on the audience, and it is quite a ride, quite a journey.
So, in terms of doing the rehearsals, was the playwright, the director forced to playwright, or did the playwright want to do any changes? Did the actor suggest anything?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this being a new play. Yes, all of the above. I think it was great for Gabe to start to hear it out loud with the cast. You know, different actors bring certain qualities to the character. Certain things come to the forefront that Gabe kind of tuned into. The actors also have, you know, obviously opinions about, you know, what they fight for their characters. And as well as, you know, myself, I started to make little changes, you know, here and there to the script. I think at one point Gabe was like, look, if it's small things, just go ahead and tweak it and you can update me. But it's definitely a relationship where, you know, it's very collaborative, you know, as far as director, writer, and actors.
Is it complicated in terms of costuming or props?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. This is a very technically demanding show. I mean, from the projections to the lighting, the costuming. I told Gabe, I said, you know, writers just write things like they snap their fingers and she's in a whole different costume. And I'm like, we have to figure out how to make that happen with, you know, theater magic. But yeah. I will say it's a beautiful challenge, probably the most challenging project of my life in terms of the technical aspects. But when things work and you see them come to life, it's really amazing.
So I'm very familiar with your theater, the Los Angeles Theater Center. When my father had a restaurant on Main Street, it was a bank. I used to go with him to the bank.
Yeah, that's right.
That's where they had their accounts. It's at 545 South Main Street, L.A., and it's performing to May 3rd. And for information and to purchase tickets, you can go to 213-489-0994, or you can go to latinotheatercompany.org.
Yeah, that's actually latinotheaterco.org.
That's right. There's no M at the end of it.
Yeah.
So, in terms of doing the play and working on the play, I was curious how the actors felt about it in the process. If you can talk about it.
I think we've been really lucky. We've had a group of actors who have really dove in, and I think really bought into the world of the play and really bought into the roles. So I think it really created a sense of trust when actors would say, you know, should my character be saying this or should my character be saying this, that it made it easy to tune in because they were so committed right away.
Now, in my release, I don't have the names of the actors. How big a cast do you have?
The cast is 7 people.
Ah.
Yeah.
And
with 2 understudies.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's good. So, I'm wildly curious, sir. Gabriel, how did you get into entertainment business as a child? Or was it as a child?
It was absolutely not as a child. I didn't even study theater at all as an undergrad in college. I took like a multicultural theater course and was interested, applied to grad school somewhat on a whim, because I was interested, but didn't actually think I would get in. And then I got in. And so then I was playing catch up, because the other people in my class had been studying theater since they were children. And I knew nothing what they were talking about.
Well, you were mentored by some impressive people. I know Oliver Mayer. He did a play here in town many years ago, and he was a guest on my show. And, of course, I know Luis Alfaro.
And Melina Hatsi-Houston.
Yes. And so you were mentored some impressive people there.
Yes. I was very fortunate, and I think each of them has left a fingerprint on who I am as an artist now.
Was Chasing Monsters your first produced play?
Yes, it was, and it was the first play that I wrote.
And when was that?
I think that that was produced in 2008 or 2009.
Which theater?
At Company of Angels, also in downtown L.A.
Uh-huh. Have you managed to get your plays around the country, or are they performed in other theaters?
I have had them performed in other theaters, mostly around the L.A. area. I have had student and university readings and productions on various parts of the country. But the productions have been in the L.A. area.
Uh-huh. And have you managed to write for the industry that pays a bit more money, television or film?
I have not. My MFA did train me to do that, but it was never something that opened any doors. And I actually enjoy the collaboration and the artistry, I think, a lot more in the theater world, where my exposure to kind of writing for TV and film felt a lot more cutthroat.
All right. Fidel Gomez, how did you get started in the arts?
Oh, wow. Well, I come from a theater family. So my father was a professor at UCLA. He was head of the MFA directing program for many years, José Luis Valenzuela. My mother was also an actress and is mainly a writer now, Evelina Fernandez. And so I grew up literally on tour with them. They put me in an RV and we would travel the country. They were in a company called Teatro de la Esperanza, which an early Chicano theater company. So I grew up on the road. Some of my first memories are being in rehearsals, watching plays. My mom always tells a story when I was a kid that I said, me quiero presentar, meaning like, I want to be on stage. You know, so I caught the bug very, very early. So this has been my life for as long as I can remember.
So you started out acting. How did you get into directing?
Because I'm very opinionated, and I was saying, oh, this play this and that play that. And, you know, I was always, you know, talking smack about other people's plays. So I figured, you know, let me throw my hat in the ring and let other people talk smack about my directing. And obviously, you know, I think every actor at a certain point wants to have, I don't want to say more control, but more of a say in the telling of a story and having more of a, you know, curating the experience for the audience a bit more, whether that be through the design and the lighting, the rhythms of the show. I think those are things that are great challenges. But, you know, after you've been acting for a while, you kind of crave something more to wrap your mind around.
Well, you've also managed to branch out. You performed at the Goodman Theater, the Denver Center for Performing Arts, the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. You were a member of that for two seasons.
So. Yeah, I was a member of OSF, and I would have gone for three, but we had a little thing called the pandemic. And so that kind of put the damper on that. And I have enjoyed all my time at regional theaters, but I really enjoy working here at LATC because of the community we serve, you know, the Latino community in particular, but people who don't have the pocketbook to go to Center Theater Group or to go to the Geffen can find a space here for, you know, we charge about $20 a ticket. Thursdays are $10. So we're really trying to make this accessible to all parts of LA, especially the people that have economic challenges.
And I'm happy to see you've also, you have made it to the industry that pays more money. You've been in HBO and NCIS, so you have worked in television and film.
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough. I've been blessed to you know, get a few roles here and there. And, you know, obviously filming TV is always a great adventure as well. You know, I think Gabe is right. It is a little more cutthroat. But I think you're right as well. The paychecks are a little better. So there's some give and take there. But I think theater will always be my first love. There's nothing like a live experience, a singular experience, one show, one cast, one audience that is never duplicated. I mean, I think that's irreplaceable.
And as a writer, you co-wrote and performed in the stage play Melancholia, which toured the Edinburgh Festival.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we were fortunate enough to be invited to Scotland to take a play that was about this was the early day of the second Iraq War, and a lot of soldiers were coming back dealing with PTSD, which Avish wasn't even spoken about in those terms at that time. You know, people would call it shell shock, and in World War One they called it melancholia, and so hence the title of the play was Melancholia, because this is the state that the soldiers came back in. And it was a great experience to work internationally, to see other people's work, and to have your work kind of seen and celebrated by the international community.
Well, speaking of international, you were selected by the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts to participate in their study abroad in London.
Yeah, that was amazing. I mean, that was many, many moons ago. I was a young man. But, you know, seeing theater in London, being exposed to the caliber, the quality of the performances, the directing, the productions themselves, I mean, I was blown away. And I hate to make Europe the standard of what theater should be, but I would say, you know, London is really exceptional. I mean, obviously, there's international work. I just came back from China a few months ago. There's amazing work coming from Germany, from China, from all over the world. But that experience was really eye-opening for me in terms of what the possibilities of the theatrical experience can be.
Well, is there any possibility that Level Up can move on after this run at the LA Theater Center?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's the goal. I think that's the goal for any production. You know, you know, we say, you know, does the show have legs? And I definitely think this show has legs. I think this show would do well, you know, in any community where there are young people who are in need of, you know, allyship, in need of family members to understand them. I think this is an issue, a topic that, you know, is very universal and obviously something that's very politicized in this country. But we're trying to give it a human face, you know, and I think that's when people really open their minds and their hearts, is when, you know, you put them face to face with a human being, you know, and that's something I think can travel well.
Well, good luck to you both. I want to repeat that for information to purchase tickets on the show, you can call 213-489-0994, or you can go to latinotheaterco.org. I want to thank you both for being here. It's been my pleasure.
And thank you for having us.
And yeah, Fidel,
thank you so much.
Say hello to your parents for me. They're old friends.
I will. They got a lot of those, but yeah. I'll definitely say hi.
Well, thank you. And I now have to move over to my second guest. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.